There are a lot of the type of mosquito that carries the Zika virus in Fresno County. Crews are currently working to stop the spread of the mosquito across the region. But as FM89's Ezra David Romero reports, there's just not enough funding at the moment to do research on a large scale.
As Catherine Briscoe blows into a 6-inch cardboard tube, she's releasing male mosquitoes in the middle of a suburban Clovis neighborhood park.
The males don't bite, I guess?
No, they don't bite, so don't. They'll be all over you, but they won't bite you, I promise.
She's a surveillance assistant with Consolidated Mosquito Abatement District, covering 1,100 square miles of the county. This neighborhood in East Clovis is ground zero for the Aedes aegypti mosquito in the region, which can carry the Zika virus. Jeanette Warner lives a few blocks away.
Used to be able to have our windows open, doors open in the morning to get the cool air, and suddenly we noticed that there were these mosquitoes coming in, and it's definitely caused us to stay inside more often.
These mosquitoes were FedExed earlier in the day from the University of Kentucky, where they were intentionally infected with a bacteria called Wolbachia. When the infected males breed with wild females, they become sterile. Anthony Cornell is with the UC Davis Mosquito Research Lab at the Kearney Ag Center in Fresno.
We've also set out little cups for females to lay their eggs in. All those eggs are then sent back to Kentucky and then they hatch them. If they don't hatch, that obviously means that they were sterile.
The end goal is to create a smaller chance for people to catch Zika if a mosquito finds an infected host. The 16-week research study is about half over. Cornell says they're already seeing positive results.
Definitely seeing some sterility. Also a decline in the number of eggs that are actually being laid. So that probably means that there's fewer females.
Even still, the potential Zika-carrying mosquitoes aren't staying put. They've spread to parts of Fresno and have been found in Madera as well. Vonda Reynoso is the director of the Madera County Department of Public Health. She says Fresno and Madera counties receive state and federal funding of $40,000 each for public education around Zika.
It simply isn't enough if we plan to do massive campaigns throughout the region, buying media spots so that we can have that mass conversation.
It's going to take a lot more funds to halt the spread of the mosquito here. That's why Fresno Democratic Congressman Jim Costa is calling for Congress to pass a bill that will provide just under $1.9 billion. That amount will fund research, abatement, outreach around the Zika virus, and a potential vaccine. It's important because the National Institutes of Health say they will run out of resources around Zika research by the end of August.
I have a very important concern to ensure that we get this funding appropriated. I have voted for several pieces of funding measures, but unfortunately in the House, it's gotten caught up with politics.
Earlier in the year, there were efforts to reappropriate dollars for Zika prevention from Ebola research, funding for Planned Parenthood, and the Affordable Care Act. Casa says those efforts would have never worked. He hopes when Congress goes back in session in September, his peers support his bill.
It's time that the House get past the politics and do the right thing, which is provide the necessary funding for the Institute of Health and the Center for Disease Control so that we can ensure that Zika does not spread throughout this country.
Unfortunately, Costa thinks the outbreak of Zika in Florida and Texas will aid in his effort to provide funding. Back in the park, abatement worker Catherine Briscoe and I are surrounded by a swarm of these male mosquitoes. These guys will only live about a week.
They're going to disperse. They're probably going to go hide in the vegetation, hang out here at the people's houses, and they'll hopefully go find females.
She shakes the tube, and the remaining mosquitoes head out to mate.
And we are covered in mosquitoes.
Yes. So you'll have to like kind of do the mosquito dance, is what I call it, and shake them off as you're walking back.
In order for research like this to take place on a large scale, funding is crucial, and that means Congress will need to act fast. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero in Clovis.